Sports Talk with Buhle Madulini. Live, online, the 702 app on 702.co.za. DSTV channel 856 and 92.7 and 106 FM on 702. For the curious.
Right, it's just gone 5 minutes past eight, and we in the second hour of Sports Talk. We're going to cram this hour a little bit because we have to do six interviews, okay? Forgive me. I'm going to try to not talk too much, but yeah, let's get straight into it. Anthony Joshua beating Andy Ruiz. It was the rematch. It was a fight billed as the Clash in the Dunes, the first in Saudi Arabia, first big boxing fight in the Middle East, and Anthony Joshua won it on a unanimous decision, getting his WBA, WBO, and IBF bouts back. And we saw Andy Ruiz Jr., the heaviest probably he's ever been while boxing. Man, he was so big. And just didn't look like he prepared for it. But let's talk to somebody who knows very well about preparing for fights, and that is trainer Colin Nathan. Colin, thank you so much for coming onto the show. Welcome to Sports Talk tonight.
Thanks for having me, and viva to the listeners.
Good to have you on the show, Colin. This fight between Anthony Joshua and Andy Ruiz, people immediately after the fight came out and lambasted it and said, oh, it was a boring fight, too tactical, too this, too that. But if you're a real boxing fan, that's what it's about, isn't it?
Correct, and it's winning at all costs. The first thing to do is to win. The second thing to do is look good. So Joshua neglected the second thing, and he went out and he won. And all credit to him. You know, the fans say it was boring. That's because they're basing it on the first fight.
Yeah.
You know, Joshua dropped Ruiz, and then Ruiz dropped him down four times and stopped him for a TKO. So it was a very tactical fight and performance from Joshua, and I got to give him credit. I think, you know, people will always refer to the 70s and 80s with Ali and so forth, and Foreman and Larry Holmes, etc. But if you analyze it now, Joshua is a modern day great. I mean, it took a lot of mental courage for him to get back in the ring after getting blitzed in the first fight.
Yeah.
And boxed conservatively. And let's be frank, he didn't just win; he won well. 10 rounds to 2. So to me, that was a very convincing win. And he's back, and you got to start thinking of him as a really good champion now.
Absolutely. I mean, people were expecting a slugfest or sort of fight, but not the case. And I'm happy with that. He looked very lean. He was very well prepared. He looked like he had learned his lesson. On the other hand, it seemed as though Andy Ruiz Jr. had been potting since he beat him the last time.
Correct. And I think going into this fight, the question that I asked myself was, is Andy Ruiz just a fighter, or is he the heavyweight champion of the world?
Yeah.
And I think we got the answer that he was just a fighter last night. And for me, he did not respect the heavyweight championship. He ballooned. And for me, you know, you got to take some sort of responsibility. You're a sports icon, you know. He literally went from zero to hero in one night.
Yeah.
And the money certainly affected him. His performance left a lot to be desired. He entered camp very heavy, and he didn't even come in very close to what he was fighting in the first contest. So he's really got himself to blame. But having said that, you know, you got to give Joshua credit. He fought a very smart fight, boxed the range, didn't take any chances in the pocket, kept the fight to distance on the jab. And he was just, you know, you got to give him respect. If I was his trainer manager, I'd be very happy with that performance.
Absolutely. Regarding his next fights, Anthony Joshua, people already want him to take on the likes of Deontay Wilder, the likes of Fury. What do you think would be the outcome if he was to take on... Yeah.
I think there's a few options. I was reading earlier that he's accepted a fight with Usyk, who's a former unified cruiserweight champion.
Mm.
But there's a lot of great fights. You know, there's a rubber match with Ruiz, and based on the performance last night, I don't think that warrants a third fight. Then there's Deontay Wilder. But yes, my thought is that the biggest fight in boxing right now, and the biggest powerhouse besides America, is the UK.
Mm.
Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua will bring the house down for UK boxing. And also, a lot of intrigue around the world. I don't think Fury will lose to Joshua based on what I saw. Fury is a very difficult guy to beat.
Mm.
There are talks that he's going to be fighting Wilder in the rematch in February. Again, you know, Wilder's got that equalizer. With one punch, he can turn the fight around.
Yeah.
But Fury's the guy right now for me. I still think he's the guy to beat in the division.
You know, what's beautiful about Tyson Fury is that he's such a nice guy, but you know, you look at him and you think, oh, this gypsy king, or guy who calls himself the gypsy king, there's no seriousness about him, he's just a joker. But he's such a professional at the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And again, you know, he's still considered the linear heavyweight champion of the world.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people thought that, you know, a lot of people thought that Wilder won. A lot of people thought that he won. I had, you know, 8 rounds to 4, 114, 112 with the 2 knockdowns. I thought Fury beat Wilder. You know, the rematch is also very compelling because, you know, Wilder's not getting a reputation when the rematches happen. He blows the opponents away. He did that to Bernard Stavern, and he's just done that now to Ortiz as well.
Yeah.
So if you look at it, the division, firstly, let me just say this, that I hated the Lennox Lewis, right? And I did. Then Klitschko came along, and then I missed Lennox Lewis.
Mm.
I did not enjoy the Klitschko reign. I found them boring. They got the job done. They were really good for their time. And now all of a sudden, you've got the division that's wide open.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, you know, there's boxing, and then there's heavyweights. And there's a lot of intrigue. And, going back to Ruiz upsetting Josh, I thought it was great for boxing. I thought that upset brought a lot of interest in fan base back to the sport of boxing because you got the couch potato on the weekend, watching the sport, drinking beer, eating chips, looking like Andy Ruiz, knocking out this body beautiful guy. And the guy got up and looked at his belly and said, "Hey, man, I look like Andy Ruiz. I like boxing." And I thought that moment was really good for the sport. But again, Joshua fought well. He's now the heavyweight champion of the world. There's so many intriguing fights that one could just... It's mouth-watering at the moment. And for me, like I'm going to say, there's boxing and now there's heavyweights.
Absolutely. Colin Nathan, you've trained a number of boxers. What do you, as Joshua's trainer, tell him now looking forward?
Look, I mean, you know, I just think he's got to keep working on his fundamentals. You know, keeping... You know, he adapted really well in this contest. And that was my biggest fear, is that if he couldn't adapt, it would have been the same result. Ruiz fought the way he did, except he was a bit lackluster. But Joshua improved so much technically. I think I like Joshua a little lighter. I think he just has to keep working on what he did well last night. And obviously, you know, keep winning, because if he loses again, I mean, that aura's gone.
Colin Nathan, thank you so much for your time tonight. It is such a pleasure talking boxing with you.
Thank you. Take care. Ciao.
That is a renowned trainer and manager to many of our favorite local boxing stars, Colin Nathan. It's just gone 13 minutes past 8.